This is a waived 31-412A hearing for Mr. George Kinsey, ADC number 305026, before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency to consider regular parole action, discharge, or home arrest. I would like to introduce the members of the board conducting the hearing today. In the room, we have the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, our board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, and my name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for this hearing. I would like to begin this hearing with a summary. Mr. Kinsey is 62 years old. The crime of attempt to commit molestation of a child, a dangerous crime against children, occurred on or about January 7, 1988. He was approximately 31 years old at the time of the incident offense. He pled guilty on July 20, 1988, and was sentenced to lifetime probation. 17 years later, he violated his conditions, and on October 15, 2015, he was sentenced to 10 years imprisonment with a sentence end date of August 29, 2024. He has an out-of-state criminal history, which includes a 1983 arrest for indecent exposure, prowling, and disorderly conduct. I will read a summary of the offense in question. According to a summary by the Maricopa County Attorney's Office, Mr. Kinsey is a child molester. On July 7, 1988, he entered the bedroom of the victim, his 7-year-old daughter, got into bed, climbed up on top of her, and began to rub his penis on her vagina. Both of them were wearing underwear at the time. Mr. Kinsey's wife happened to glance into the victim's bedroom at this time, so he jumped out of bed of the victim and ran into the bed of his 4-year-old son, whom he shared a bedroom with the victim. And again, he was eventually violated for lifetime probation for failing to comply to his conditions in a variety of ways. According to Mr. Kinsey's institutional progress report, he's had very limited programming in the Arizona Department of Corrections, with no sex offender treatment. He did not submit a release plan. He's had almost no discipline, with only one ticket for violation of department rules, which was informally resolved. This is his first hearing before the board. He has no letters of support in his parole request packet. We do have a letter dated March 12, 2019 from the Maricopa County Attorney's Office opposing parole. This is a waived hearing, and I will begin the discussion by saying, based on the serious and deviant nature of the incident offense and his unwillingness to abide by the rules of adult probation, I do not believe that the supervised release of Mr. Kinsey would further the interests of justice, nor do I believe that he would adhere to the conditions of supervised release. But that's where I'll begin the discussion. And I'm going to go ahead and make a motion, and that is regarding Mr. Kinsey, ADC number 305026. My motion is to deny regular parole, absolute discharge, or home arrest. And based on the year of the offense, I would ask for 1 year set-off, and that is my motion.
Second.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Seconded by the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, agreed upon by the Honorable Dr. Wright, the Honorable Mr. Johnson, and the Honorable Mr. Neal. Again, we ask for a 1 year set-off. Release type denied is 412A, 411, and HA. Reasons for denial: serious and deviant offense, trauma to the victim, age of the victim, serious bodily injury, victim harassment, violation of probation, prior criminal history, lack of programming, no release plan, no family or community support. Do any of my colleagues wish to add any other reasons for denial? Then this will bring our hearing to a close, and I want to thank my fellow board members.